Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our text. Well, that 23rd Psalm, and the images and the words and the promises that are presented to us there in those few short verses are probably the best known and maybe the most loved verses in all of Scripture. Since it was written, those words have brought comfort and hope and peace and encouragement to countless numbers of God's children. That image they paint of our Lord as being a good shepherd, it is so moving for us. That image of our good shepherd who cares about us, who watches over us, who guards and protects us, and who loves us. And not just as a great flock of sheep, but as individual sheep of his flock. The psalm was attributed to David, and David's job before he became king was that of a shepherd. I can just imagine David spending many nights out among us on the fields with his sheep, keeping watch over his flock, but looking up into the heavens and contemplating the love that God has for his children and how he serves his children as a good shepherd as he takes care of us through this world. If anyone was more able to paint that image for us than David. The role of a shepherd. It really is a very fitting picture of the relationship that God has with us, his sheep. The first thing we pick out of this psalm is the confidence that God gives to us as the sheep of his flock. That opening sentence, boy, we could spend probably all day there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It was vitally important for the shepherd to take care of the welfare of his sheep. He needed to make sure that they had good pasture, that they had a place where there was green grass and fresh running water. It had to be a place where the sheep could also find a place to lie down and rest, a place where they could feel safe and secure, a place where the sheep could be refreshed and renewed. Those are the four main things that the shepherd was involved in the care of his sheep. That they had the proper rest, refreshment, renewal, and a place where they felt safe and secure. That was his primary concern. Because if he didn't provide that for them, the sheep were not going to last very long. They would become their own victims, and they would become easy prey. But when the sheep began to realize that the shepherd cared very deeply about them, they began to relax in that image. They could trust that their shepherd was going to take good care of them, and that under his care they would be safe and secure. In the same way, God provides for us. David writes, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. What David wants us to realize, as sheep of the good shepherd, we can trust God to provide for our daily needs and wants. Daily. We can rest safe and secure, knowing that we are in his care. Every day he feeds us with his word. Every day he gives us to drink in that word, the living water, so that our souls are refreshed and nourished. It's important for us to know that. It's important for us to do those things every day. A lot of people in our world today spend their lives just trying to get more and more of whatever they want more and more of. Matthew, in his verse, it said the people of the world run after those things. You talk about life being a relentless pursuit of things. And people try to find rest and comfort and contentment in the accumulation of things and more things. But it seems that no matter how many things they may accumulate, they just don't seem to find the one thing they were really looking for. Have you ever seen the bumper stickers? She who dies with the most fabric wins. He who dies with most toys wins. But no matter how hard they strive, no matter how hard they run, no matter how relentless their pursuit of things, it's never going to be enough. And it's never going to bring them the peace and the contentment and the satisfaction they're looking for. That's why it's good we go to this 23rd Psalm, and we do it often. Because the words of this psalm talk about what we need to have real contentment and peace in life. In a word, the psalmist says, to find that, you just have to trust your good shepherd. Trust him rather than things, because he will bring you the peace that you are longing for. As we read through the Gospels, Jesus talks about all the things that he does for us that are to remind us of how much God cares for us. He says at one point, look at the fields of the world and how beautifully God decorates them with flowers. He says Solomon in all of his glory was never as beautiful as the one field of flowers. In his word, he says that God watches over you. And he provides for you and for all of his creation. And he goes on to add that that care of God goes so far to extend to even the smallest and most insignificant things we might think of. And he says, God cares for the sparrow. There's that dusty little bird hopping around at our feet. But Jesus says, God cares for that sparrow. And he cares for each and every sparrow all over the world. And he makes sure that they are taken care of every day. In fact, Jesus says not one sparrow anywhere in the world is ever forgotten by God. He even knows when even one of them anywhere falls to the ground dead. Then Jesus goes on to say, well, you're of more value than many sparrows. And then to prove that, he places the cross into our world. And he says to us, this is how much I love you. But again, we get back to the smallest things, because Jesus says, if that's true, I want you to also know that your heavenly Father, your good shepherd, also knows how many hairs you have on your head. Again, something small, insignificant, that we may not even think about. But God, our heavenly Father, our good shepherd, Jesus says, is aware of it. He's concerned about it. And if that's true for that, you can also believe that he's that concerned about every other thing that happens to you in your daily life. So the point is this. With the Lord as our good shepherd, we don't need to worry. He knows us. He knows all about us. He knows what we need. And he promises us that he will take care of us. A little homework for you. When you go home today, take out your Bible and read Matthew chapter 6. Actually, you can start with verse 19. Matthew 6, 19. And read it to the end of the chapter. It talks about the care of God means we don't have to worry about this stuff. Do you remember that song a number of years ago? Don't worry, be happy. You read through that song, it brings up a lot of situations in life that are very troublesome. Things that would cause you to be unhappy or worried or afraid. Then the songwriter goes on to give you the solution to all those situations of life. And the solution is this. Just don't worry about it. Forget it. Be happy. Matthew chapter 6, especially verse 33, tells us what we really need to be doing, though. There we get this word of advice. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Remember, we have a good shepherd, a shepherd who knows his sheep, knows what we need, knows what we want, promises us that he will provide for us and that he will take good care of us. And he says, all you need to do is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What does that mean? First, it means that we make sure that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul. If we don't do that first and foremost, nothing else is going to fall into line. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Second step of that is then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Then he gives us this advice. We need to make sure that we are people of prayer. To have that attitude of prayer where we pray daily. That we pray about everything and anything. That we bring those concerns and needs and wants to the throne of grace. Know that our good shepherd hears and will provide the best answer for us at the best time. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness means also that we are people of worship. People who commune at the Lord's table. People who are involved in Christian fellowship. People who read and study the word. That helps us to understand what the real treasures of life are. And then Jesus says, build your life on that rock. Then don't worry, because just remember, you have a good shepherd. So don't forget today, this week, when you go home, to read Matthew chapter 6. Actually, you should probably read chapters 5, 6, and 7. All kind of goes together. What a beautiful picture it gives to us. And then think a little bit about that, at least that phrase from the song. Don't worry. Be happy. Because the Lord is your good shepherd. Then you will learn to discover with St. Paul and to believe like he does when he says, I have learned that in any situation and in every situation, to be content. Wow, what a statement. But Paul backs that up. He talks about, I know what it was to be content when I was hungry and when I was full. I could be content when I have a lot of everything, or when I was going through that time of life when I had nothing. I learned to be content whether I was cold or warm. I was content whether I was in prison or whether I was free. I was content when I had a lot of friends or when I felt all alone. I was content when I was safe. I was even content when I was floating in the sea for a day and a night because of a shipwreck. In every situation of life, Paul could be content because he knew that in every situation of life, he was always under the care of his good shepherd. In Christ, there comes that sense of peace and knowing that we are not chasing after things, but we are busy trusting God who will provide all things necessary. Now, the song goes on to remind us that we have a God who doesn't just provide for us, but a God who also protects us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. David knew how dangerous it was to be a shepherd. He knew that it wasn't enough just to provide good pasture for his sheep. He knew that he needed to protect them too from thieves and from wild animals, and protect them sometimes even from themselves. If you left a sheep on its own, sheep are a mess. They would eat everything that's not good for them. And they would eat and eat and eat and get sick and, you know, fall over. They would, no matter how good the care you provided for them, they would wander away and get lost. And when they're out there in the fields lost, if there was one hole in the ground out there, the sheep was going to fall into it. And once he was in the hole, he couldn't get out. And even if he just tripped over a log and fell down, a sheep can't help get himself up. He needs someone to do that for him. So the shepherd's job was to make sure to provide protection and care for his sheep. He had to make sure that he would lead and guide them along the right path. He would lead them through dark shadows. He would gently nudge them back into the fold with his staff. He would rescue them with the crook of his staff, and he would use that staff to fend off wild animals. The rod and the staff were the shepherd's instruments for providing care and protection for his sheep. And the one thing that sheep were really good at is learning if they had a good shepherd or not. And when he demonstrated that care and love for them, they were quick to follow and listen to his voice. There's much going on in our world today. There's a much in our lives that is going on today. And a lot of it is scary. Makes us worried. Maybe even afraid at times. Life is hard. Life can be tough. And tomorrow looks even worse. We need to remember what we are told here in this 23rd Psalm. This is the promise. For thou art with me. There's the key. There's the key to peace. There's the key to getting through, I love that word, through life's worries and troubles and fears. To know that in it all, even if it's the shadow of death, our good shepherd is with us. And to know that our good shepherd is going to be bringing us through all of it. So peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God in our hearts and our lives. We shall call his name Emmanuel, because he is God with us. He is our good shepherd, and he is God with us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? This is the confidence we have of our faith. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, we can trust God for our daily needs and wants, but more, he's also going to protect us. But even more, he also assures us of an overwhelming victory over all the enemies of our life and souls. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is nothing that can take that eternal victory away from us. Our good shepherd tells us, I have come that you may have life, and you may have it abundantly. That's what David was talking about when he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life, our good shepherd will be right by our side with his blessings that he will give us abundantly. My cup overflows. Not necessarily with things and possessions and money, but our good shepherd blesses us abundantly with God's love and grace and mercy. If you have these things, you are infinitely more rich than if you had all the material blessings of the world. Just one more quick thing. Our good shepherd has prepared for us a marvelous future. King James says he's preparing for us a mansion in heaven. David reminds us that's a certainty. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the guarantee of Easter. Because he lives, we too shall live with him forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I will not fear, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Such is the life of the sheep of the flock of the good shepherd. It's no wonder Jesus said to his disciples on Easter Sunday morning, peace be with you. Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. We make confession of our